Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe. And it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
We are the music makers. And we are the dreamers of dreams.
Good evening, everyone. I am Savoir Fair, host of Songs from the Squid Pod, your home for the best 80s music here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Plenty of great music from the 1980s to get to tonight, so let's dive right into it with the Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week. For the week ending December 12, 1987, George Michael's second solo single reached number one on the US Hot 100. Name the song. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is Faith. That's from George Michael's debut album of the same name. The first single from the album was I Want Your Sex, but that only reached number two on the US Hot 100. Speaking of firsts, Faith was the first album by a white solo artist to reach number one on the Billboard Top Black Albums chart, as it was known back then. These days, we know it as the Top R&B / Hip Hop Albums chart. If you like 80s trivia, you should be following me on Twitter at SquidPodRadio.
Well, I guess it would be nice.
Listen, hey, listen.
get your little water.
There was a knock at the door. When Walter went to open it, he was blown.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. We began tonight's show with the subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, George Michael's first number one solo album, Faith, from 1987. Tony followed with their first number one hit, Little Walter, from 1988's Who? You have to say it that way because it has the question mark after the word who. That's going out to drummer Timothy Christian Riley, who turned 55 today. And we finished on a more somber note. Robbie Shakespeare of Sly and Robbie passed away on Wednesday at the age of 68. Robbie was a very famous Jamaican bassist who worked with some of the biggest artists throughout his career. A few examples include Mick Jagger and Grace Jones. He and Sly, who played drums, are credited with introducing the rocker's beat, a genre of reggae which came about in the mid-70s. Robbie was nominated for 14 Grammys and won two of them. And we heard a track from the first that he and Sly won along with the rest of Black Uhuru from their 1983 album Anthem. That track was Bull in the Pen, a sad week in the music world for sure. Moving on with the rest of the show here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
Difficulty. I know you're going anyway, and I cannot be wait. I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait.
Thank you. Right now, the COVID-19 vaccines are available to millions of Americans, and soon they will be available to everyone.
This vaccine means hope. It will protect you and those you love from this dangerous and deadly disease.
I want to go back to work and I want to be able to move around.
To visit with Michelle's mom, to hug her and see her on her birthday.
You know what I'm really looking forward to is going to opening day in Texas Ranger Stadium with a full stadium.
We've lost enough people and we've suffered enough damage.
In order to get rid of this pandemic, it's important for our fellow citizens to get vaccinated.
I'm getting vaccinated because we want this pandemic to end as soon as possible.
So we urge you to get vaccinated when it's available to you.
So roll up your sleeve and do your part.
This is our shot.
Now it's up to you.
Distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Songs from the Squid Pod, and I am your host, Savoir Faire. We began the last set with Wang Chung and Wait from 1983's Points on the Curve. That's going out to Jack Hughes, lead singer for Wang Chung, who turned 67 today. Was Not Was, followed with Anything Can Happen from their 1988 release, What Up Dog. Magazine was in there with something from their 1978 album, A Real Life. We listened to The Light Pours Out of Me. Last but not least, Japan gave us Quiet Life from 1979 to finish up the set. This next number is from Echo and the Bunnymen.
Crystal days, purify our misfit ways. Of- measure. This love I feel for you.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with Savoir Faire on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
I gotta check with the judges and see if that's fair, but ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Kevin one time!
That's a wrap on another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed my look back at the 80s. I should be back next week at 10 p.m. sharp. I've got a quick rundown on what you've been listening to. Echo and the Bunnymen began the last set with Crystal Days from 1984's Ocean Rain. Elvis Costello and the Attractions wanted to know if you've ever been had in Clubland. That's off of his 1981 release, Trust. A little something from Erasure's 1989 album, Wild. We listened to Blue Savannah. And Gene Loves Jezebel wrapped it all up with The Motion of Love from their 1987 release, The House of Dolls. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe, get vaccinated if you haven't already, and if you have, get a booster as well. And as always, keep wearing those masks when you're out and about. Ciao.
Today, year 2106, for May 13th, from the Robot's Diary. I decided to store my history in my computer memory. Not recalling it made me very sad. I tried to oil my circuits to remember better. But I found a little bit nasty on planet Earth, the humanist online. And now, I feel much better. I think I will take some more. Yes. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Close your eyes. What do you hear?
I hear the water. I hear the birds.
Do you hear your own heartbeat?
No.
Do you hear the grasshopper, which is at your feet?
Old man, how is it that you hear these things?
Young man, how is it that you do not?
Well, you know.